Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes out. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back here.
Jarrett Payton on 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
There it is. We need a little 305 in here when somebody was a member of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college football team of all time. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find the man, Jarrett Payton, at Payton's son on X. He broke the internet last year, and now Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting engaged. How do you like that? He's the sports anchor for WGN, host of GN Sports, and of course, Bears royalty. Jarrett, we are happy to have you on here on The Score.
Layla, appreciate you. Thank you for the intro. Marshall, I see you, bud. What's going on, man?
Just hanging out, man.
Hope you're not injured still. You good, though? You good?
I'm alive. Good? I'm alive.
Okay. And that guy, Grody. That guy, Grody, right there. I'm telling you right now, that dude should be in commercials. He looks so good. I see you, Grody.
Dude, I was thinking about you last night. I don't know if you were watching the Cubs game. I know that you're working nights, so you can't take in every little thing that goes on at a Cubs broadcast. But Cliff Floyd was talking. Boog asked him, what's your favorite football team? They're talking about the NFL. And he said, I'm a Bears fan. And he said that he was at Soldier Field on October 7th, 1984, when one Walter Payton broke Jim Brown's rushing record at the time to become number one. Little run to the left on that artificial turf at Soldier Field. So I thought that was sick. And then I just for the heck of it, I looked it up and I watched it because I just love doing things like that. And of course, Joe McConnell is doing the play-by-play. But then they flash to the booth, and there's your mom. And I think you sticking your fingers in your ears and sticking your tongue out.
You could tell that as a young kid, I was all about FaceTime on the TV because I saw the camera in my face. And so, like, at one point, I think I, like, gave a forearm shiver to my aunt who was sitting right next to me. And then they cut back to me again.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sticking my tongue out at the camera. And Only me, and probably trying to eat all the candy that I could inside of that press box. But yeah, I remember that day like it was yesterday, man. So shouts out to Cliff. That was one of the big moments. My dad got the Lambo? I think he got the Lamborghini after. Yeah, he got the Lambo.
Must be nice. Remember,
one of the fastest ways home from Soldier Field back to South Barrington that I've ever had in my entire life.
That's awesome. You
know? What is the best car that your dad ever had?
I think that sounds like it.
You know what, Layla? That one was crazy because Kangaroos gave him that one after breaking the record. I would probably have to say once he got the Ferrari. I mean, the Ferrari was crazy. And it's funny because you see your dad with all these cars and stuff. And then as I'm growing up and getting older in high school, he'd always tell me, don't invest in cars. I'm like, Dad, you're investing in cars. He's like, duh, I got cash. You ain't got none. You ain't got none, son. I can do it.
That's the welcome to the NFL moment.
Yeah, I am so excited right now, like just being on back on The Score with you guys, knowing that hearing you guys talk about the announcement of everybody that's going to be on the show throughout the week with you guys and Grody being on as much as he's going to be on. It's just good. I walked out of to take my son to school today, and it's every single year that I wake up, there's this day where I walk outside and I smell football and I know that it's back.
I know the smell.
Today was that morning. It was kind of brisk out, a little cold, a little chilly.
Yeah.
I could smell the dew on the grass. Mm. I was like, yo, we are officially back to football. and have to wait till Monday night to be able to kick it off for our Bears.
Yeah, you got that hoodie on. You know it's hoodie season. I see you. You can catch him on Twitch if you would like to. Jared Payton joining us here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody. Tell me how you're feeling right now, Jared. We're going to get that injury report later today, the first one of the season. Monday Night Football around the corner. We got football tonight in Philadelphia. Yeah. How are you feeling about the NFL actually being here and arriving?
I'm excited. I'm super excited. I trying to put these parlays together while I go throughout my day to figure out how I can cash in. But also as well, it's just, it's been too much time. And my years go by every year. It's not January 1st. My years go by Super Bowls. And so once the season starts, that's like the beginning of the year. The Super Bowl is like the end of the year for me. So, I'm excited. I don't even know how to say this. Everywhere I go, people ask me about how this season's going to go and the expectations that I know that Bears fans have for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and this whole entire Bears organization. I'm here for the long haul because I think to build something great, you got to have some type of foundation. And I look at what Ben has done so far being here and the culture that has kind of shifted a little bit through some of the guys that you've brought in this offseason, guys like Grady Jarrett, who I've gotten a chance to know and what they're all about, Joe Tooney, these guys that have actually won, been around the league, it changes the dynamics of your locker room. And hopefully, especially for the younger guys, to see how you have to prepare, how you have to go about your business to be able to truly win and have sustained success, because it's not easy at all. And when you look at the division, for me, that's the tough part. I mean, this ain't gonna be easy, but that's the only way you can do it, by going through a tough division to figure out who you are as a team. And if you have a true chance to be able to get to that game that I go to every single year to hand out the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
We are talking to Jared Payton, happy to do so here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody here on The Score. And I think that that's a good mention of everybody when it came to also the captains. You know, what do you think about the team captain announcement as well, connecting into all of that?
You know what, Layla? It's kind of interesting, right? When you think about, you look at the names that are on that list, and I should say the names that aren't on that list, right? I mean, That's saying something about what Ben Johnson is looking for, what he wants.
Like who should be on that list? Who's not on that list that should be on that list?
I'm just saying some of the names that aren't on that list, Grody. Yeah. Like Jalen's not on that list. You know what I mean?
Right. Montez, maybe.
Montez is not on that list. I mean,
Cole Kmet was a captain last year.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a perception of what we see and what we think, and how DJ Moore is not on that list. I mean, like, The people that we look at and coming into this season of saying are the household names here in Chicago that are on this roster in this organization, it was like one of the first tests for me to see where Ben Johnson and what he believes, because his vision is different than our vision and what we see on the outside looking in. And so it's telling to me just a little bit, and hopefully that those guys that aren't on the list that we know, Montez, these guys that need to have big seasons, figure out a way to be able to fall in line and do what they need to do.
How good do you feel about the offensive line this year relative to what it was last year? And what did you make of the tryout for left tackle?
The left tackle position was very painful for me, just because...
Sorry.
And no. Anybody that's played the quarterback position at any level, you know how big of a position that is and what it means. And especially in this modern day NFL, it's such a, I mean, look at pass rusher, you look at quarterback and left tackle. I mean, that's what's protecting the golden goose back there that you're hopefully going to help lead you to a Super Bowl. And so the fact is that if you're trying out, and I feel like I've heard Layla talk about this before, when you're talking about quarterbacks, if you have too many, like if you have two, you don't have one, you don't have any, like you got to figure it out. And the fact is that that was a position that we all knew going into the offseason was needed to be fixed. you fix the interior of your offensive line, but that spot is such a big spot. Braxton, if they feel like he has the most experience and they feel he's familiar to what's going on, hey, that's who you got to roll with. But eventually the tape won't lie. So if things aren't going where they need to go, that means Caleb might be on his back a little bit more. So I'm here to give it a little bit of grace, a grace period. But in my heart, I believe that this beginning of the season is going to be some bumps in the road for this ball club. Doesn't mean that they can't pick it up as you go on, but there's so much new going on, especially on the offensive side of figuring things out. That, I mean, if they come out Monday and it is just like seamless, I'll take everything that I said back. But I do think there's going to be some bumps in the road early for this ball club.
It sounds like we're aligned as Jared Payton joins us from GN Sports, as he will every other week here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody. It sounds like we're aligned in that it's going to be bumpy to start. Not to say that the Bears can't find a way to win games, but it's going to be bumpy. What I want to ask you is a question I posed to everybody that's here. Do you have more confidence in Ben Johnson in that offense, or do you have more confidence in Dennis Allen and his defense? Because for me, it's the offense, because why was Ben Johnson hired if not to get the offense to do things that we haven't seen here in Chicago?
Marsh, that was a good question. Defense, playing the offense, being an offensive guy, everybody's got to be on the same page. Not saying that you don't have to be on defense as well, but I just think that if you have playmakers on defense, you can find ways sometimes to be out of place and still make a play. And on the offense, man, it's all about timing. It's all about being where you need to be.
Do they have the playmakers on defense?
I'm just saying just in general.
Okay.
I'm just saying in general, like just the defense. On the offensive side, you know, you need to run 12 yards and out. You need to be, it can't be shorter than that. Can't be 8 yards and out. You know what I mean? So you have to be on point, and everybody has to kind of be on point on offense. I feel like offensively that this team, I wouldn't feel as worried if I had more confidence in what the run game was going to look like. And at this point, I don't know what that's going to look like yet. And knowing what Ben Johnson wants to do and likes to do, and I'm not kind of compare this thing to Detroit, because there's different guys on this roster with different skill sets. I totally get that. But it's predicated on running the football and finding ways to be able to establish the game on the ground. And I need to see that first before I can have comfort in what this offense can do. And I think that needs to be the recipe, not just being the scorer's resident running back. I just believe that that needs to be the recipe to be able to take that pressure off of Caleb, but also set up the things that Ben likes to do and disguise out of the same formation, like two times, like a play later. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like really, he's so good at that. But a lot of that is based off of how you run the football. And so I have to see that first before I can feel comfort in this offense.
Jared Payton, we are so happy to have you on with us again this year on The Score. Thank you for taking the time today.
Layla, I got to tell you guys one more thing, because I just want Pitt Bears fans to know this. No one knows. I don't know if anybody knows this yet, but I'm just going to say it now. My mom, my sister, and I will be honorary captains on Monday night at Soldier Field.
Thank you for telling us. Yes, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Shouts out to the Bears, 40th anniversary of that 85 team. We're going to be there representing our pops, man. We are so excited. We cannot wait. And I am ready to bear down with all my Bears fans on Monday night.
Let's get it.
So if
it's
people, what do people want to do? Like if they want to see this, you know, what is there any pregame on-field stuff that happens for you guys? Like what do you get to do?
I'll be working a little bit too. So
it doesn't
exclude me from work. Shout out to my whole family at WGN. I truly, truly appreciate it. I'll be working. I'm not really sure what the festivities are, but we'll be there in some capacity. So hopefully we get the chance to see all the Bears fans Monday night. Let's get this dub.
I want Bears fans there early so they can cheer on you and your family. That is wonderful news, Jared. Thank you for sharing that with us.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jared.
Bye, man.
That was Jared Payton, honorary captain for Monday night's game with his family.
It's a dub. Aww. Write it down.
Man,
there's all sorts of stuff going to be going down, by the way. I've been hearing some things that I don't know if I can release. Yeah, but I'm glad that he released that. That might be the highlight right there, man. That is awesome. That is awesome.
And the reason I ask is because, you know, depending on how the pregame goes, it could be a little earlier and people are getting off of work.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I want to ask about that stuff, because if there is some sort of order of how it goes, you want to be in your seat so you can see it happen, you know? So that's why I asked.
That's a good thing.
Hopefully we get some more updates if we need to. So congratulations again to Jarrett Payton. And also, we want to let you know, you can tune in today, coming up from 2 to 6, for the Spiegel & Holmes football season kickoff in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. They will have Coach Dave Wanstead and Olin Krutz in studio, plus Troy Aikman is scheduled to call in as well. That is all coming up at 2 o'clock on the Score and the Odyssey app, and it's brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Speaking of things that the Bears are offering, do we have a guest for you? Our buddy Dan Levy, friend of Mark Grody, the one with the voice of In a World.
In a World.
Is at Soldier Field sampling the food right now. So we're going to get a live report from him next on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.